This Justin, the infamous Abhinav Kalachana slips on a rock twice.
Not once, but twice.
Witnesses say he was running down a hill and fell. Fell to the bottom, climbed back up, and fell again. By the end of this bushwalk, his legs were covered with blood. After this, he went to some teachers who found out it wasn't blood. It was the tomato sauce he stole from lunch.
Not only does he have two left feet, but he is now a wanted criminal.
Today, we bring to you an article titled The Talkers from Camp Quarrenup. There has been a terrible incident in the dorm eclipse. There has been a lack of rest. We have interviewed resident Emily Lund, and she has said the following. I was robbed of my rest. I could barely eat in the morning. The police are on the lookout for the terrible talkers.
The FBI have been called to set up high-tech video cameras to catch the criminals in the act. Students are angered at the invasion of their privacy. Will they be caught? No one knows.
Breaking news. Late last night at Camp Quarrenup, Mr. Chris Goddard was jump-scared by a huntsman spider. At the time, Mr. Goddard was very scared of the creature. Ethan Lance quotes, Chris Goddard was paralyzed with fear while shouting, "Help me!" Of course, no one did. Then we persistently told Chris to move to another bed. Eventually, he did. And then the spider moved out. Those were the words of Ethan Lance.
The next morning, the spiders left and Chris was left untouched. Chris was very happy that the spider left, and he moved from his original bed.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good night, viewers, depending on your time zone. We are here to display this shocking news to you.
It was rainy and dark on Monday night, especially dark in Mr. Blake Landley's room. When all the lights were turned off, it was pitch black, blacker than Darth Vader's helmet.
Wait, isn't that copyrighted? Oh, we'll solve that later.
To keep everyone happy, Sean Rohani decided to make a pact, promising that everyone stayed up until midnight. Munafi failed after only 1 hour.
To wake everyone up, Akinyemi shone his head torch in everyone's eyes. Here are some quotes from the eyewitnesses.
Hey, I'm one
of the people.
Hey, I'm one of the recorders. It sounds cruel, but the torch worked really well.
He woke me up twice, says Sean. Sleep, says Yunafi, and it was funny, and torture, haha, says help. Send help. Don't worry, we are completely innocent.
Please don't sue us.
Ethan Young, Akinjola Yemi, Akinyemi, signing off.
Hi folks, and welcome back to Daggy News. We've got some Daggy News to share. Disaster strikes. A girl gets sent to hospital by her noisy roommates. Moving on to Niche for more details.
At Camp Quarrenup, Albany, a girl named Miss Lund has went to hospital of a tragic event. Miss Lund has barely survived the case of insomnia. Her noisy roommates have talked all night and she barely got any sleep. Miss Lund slept at 6:55 a.m. and had to wake up at 7 a.m. She could barely move her hands and barely spoke, her friend said. They have never seen Miss Lund in this condition in their life.
Bye, folks, and stay tuned for more news.
Monday night at Camp Quarrenup, two girls named Mia and Sophie got up at 3 a.m. to go ghost hunting. They searched around their haunted dorm. They found nothing. Suddenly, the curtains were moving all by themselves. Drawers were opening and shutting. The wind was howling. Mia and Sophie screamed in sync. Mia and Sophie heard a loud swooshing noise that certainly wasn't the wind. Mia stated that it was coming from the bathroom. We walked towards the bathroom, opened the door very slowly. We got a shock. It was Beauty Queen Blake's hairdryer, making all the noise. Our dorm wasn't haunted after all.
At 2:30 p.m., Ashu's life had come to an abrupt end. Mr. Abhinav Kolachana was traumatized to find his sneakers drenched after he stood in wet seaweed. Mr. Kolachana decided to file a lawsuit against the ocean. The ocean was found guilty and sentenced to be constantly polluted for 5 years.
In an interview after that incident, Mr. Kolachana says, it won't be easy to explain to my nan, but I am still grateful to be alive. The jury Inathi Mulango and Blake Lansley quote, the ocean should have thought before it got as wet as Wang. This incident will be in Mr. Kolachana's mind for the rest of his life. As a reward, him and his nan went to watch Galong.
The case of Yunafkaki doing nothing. Yunafkaki Kuhuchangu has done the worst thing possible when he was found doing nothing at all. Eyewitnesses said that they do not know where or when it happened because they were 5-year-olds. As Miss Kuhuchangu said, life is not as complicated as chicken salt. I can do what I want. And that was the last thing she said to us.
This just in, the infamous Abhinav Kolachana slips on a rock twice.
Not once, but twice.
Witnesses say he was running down a hill and fell. Fell to the bottom, climbed back up, and fell again. By the end of this bushwalk, his legs were covered with blood. After this, he went to some teachers who found out it wasn't blood, it was the tomato sauce he stole from lunch.
Not only does he have two left feet, but he is now a wanted criminal.
Dormitory. Residents of Gull Dormitory were sighted playing silent ball with a rolled up pair of fuzzy socks late Monday night at Camp Quarrenup.
Miss Lockyer found herself coming to check on the girls at night. They had seen her through the window and were ready for action, or rather, no action. They got into their sleeping bags as quick as they could and were pretending to sleep. All Miss Lockyer found was a rolled up, fuzzy pair of socks on the floor and started to suspect that something was up. The alleged lawbreakers woke up at 4:30 this morning and are currently energized for another awesome game of Silent Ball.
One of the girls made an anonymous statement on behalf of these lawbreakers. Everyone was really bored, and we weren't allowed to keep torches on at night. We weren't sleepy, like, at all, and we decided that a good game of Silent Ball would probably put us to sleep. Unfortunately, it only made us more energetic.
That's the latest top story on 10 Eyewitness News. Stick around for MasterChef coming up next.
On Monday night, 21st of May, it was a rainy, windy night at Camp Quarrenup. A serious game of Truth or Dare was being held. Kana, Truth or Dare,
yep,
said Annie. Dare, Kana said nervously. I dare you to... I dare you to go outside and close the gate, Annie exclaimed. Okay, Kana said. Eyewitnesses saw Kana walk out of the dorm like a nervous wreck. She shut the gate and turned to run. The girls were watching her through the window. Suddenly, a black figure grabbed her. She'll be fine, Mariana said. It was soon revealed that it was only Charlotte in her panda onesie. Those things are a fashion nightmare that would scare the wits out of any girl.
Welcome to Quarrenup Times. This is our top story for today. On Camp Quarrenup, Albany, Zhang Lu was suspected of having seconds of lasagna after he complained about nearly missing out on dessert. The dinner police were called to investigate and found that Zhang had indeed had seconds. Zhang was about to get a ban of dessert when the canteen lady came and confessed that she had given him more lasagna. Eyewitness Chris Goddard had said,
I thought Zhang was in serious trouble until he was saved. I nearly fell off my seat.
A party was held in the celebration of the lunch lady, and she was given a medal of honor for risking her life to save such an innocent boy. Stay tuned for our next top story. Bye!